Here's Outside the Box, working for a new view of the world. Today's topic is solutions, not symptoms. Recently, I heard several people speak about food insecurity as a problem and what they were doing to solve it. If we ended food insecurity, they suggested, we could also eventually eliminate poverty. But I was more frustrated than impressed with what they said. I look for the root causes of problems, and food insecurity and poverty are just symptoms of a larger problem, economic inequality. Even if we came up with enough food so no one was hungry, there would still be poverty, and more importantly, there would still be an unequal economy. Some would still make a lot more than others. Some would have a lot more assets than others. Some would still be living on the streets, while others were in mansions. We often work to mitigate problems, but we don't get to the root of them and actually solve them. Anti-poverty programs have been going for over 50 years, and the percent of those living in poverty has barely changed one percentage point in that time. What are the symptoms of economic inequality? Besides food insecurity, we spend time trying to end homelessness. A lot of that money goes to support shelters, which aren't even a real home. We try to make healthcare more accessible, get more childcare facilities, improve public transportation, increase access to credit, promote job creation, and try to establish other government programs that help individuals get a leg up. We try to elect public officials who will care about the fate of lower-income people. But all of these are the results of economic inequality, not the causes. Don't get me wrong. I don't think we should ignore all those struggling to make ends meet. They're victims of a bad economic system. But if that's all we do, spend our time and money to mitigate the problem for the victims, then the real problem of economic inequality keeps on hurting billions around the globe. I put together a list of what I think are really the root causes of economic inequality, which I plan to give to people working on food insecurity. Here they are. First of all, little access to power for low-income and working people. That is, economic rules are made by others, mostly elites. Another, messages that poverty, economic inequality, are an individual failure, not a systemic problem. Another root cause, discrimination based on gender, skin color, social economic class, age, ability, sexual orientation, immigration status, etc. Also, lack of economic human rights to food, health care, jobs or income, decent housing, education. Another root cause, taxation policies that do not redistribute wealth. Jobs that are valued very differently and paid accordingly. Profit that goes to owners but not workers. The belief that there will always be poverty and inequality is another root cause, as is the fact that there are more people than full-time jobs. Another root cause of income inequality, lack of economic democracy through cooperative ownership of businesses. Climate disruption and environmental factors are also root causes, along with war and violence, domestic, national, international. It's a big list, so it's going to take a little time. We all better get started. What do you think are the root causes of poverty and economic inequality? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping to get started, at least by the fifth anniversary of the Occupy movement, September 17th, 2016.